Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints. To comprehend the breadth, to comprehend the length, to comprehend the depth, and to comprehend the height, and to know. You're not only to comprehend it, but you're to know it. The love of Christ. And here we have the tokens of the love of Christ. Here we have the tokens of the love of Christ in this passage. May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know. There's some people get a comprehension in the mind, but they don't know in the heart. But we have to know in the heart the love of Christ. Amen. And look at this, which passeth knowledge, and that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. And then suddenly he bursts forth in this doxology. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. We're looking at one of the ages today in Genesis. We live in the church age. Thank God Christ is building his church.
Yes, God.
We're going on to the millennium age, and then on to the eternal age. Genesis starts with a dateless creation. No man knows when creation first took place. Oh, we know when the days of creation took place. And I am an usher man. Archbishop Usher was a great man that worked out the chronology of Scripture. But the Bible goes farther back than the first day. It goes to the beginning. And you can't get beyond the beginning. An evolutionist said to me, he said, we go back millions of years as I go back to the beginning. And there's nothing farther back than that. I remember sitting in a radio studio with a very prominent clergyman in the Church of Scotland, and he was grilling Bob Jones and me about our beliefs and trying to laugh at fundamentalists, and he started on the wrong foot. He says, we have two men here sitting in this studio, and in this 20th century, they actually believe that the world was created in 7 days. So I said, I'm sorry, I don't believe that. Oh, he said, what do you believe? I said, I believe the commandments. In 6 days, the Lord made the heaven and the earth. So you're a day out. You're a day out. He was absolutely flummoxed. He was like a man that needed a tube to lean on when he was swimming, or he would sink. And I'm telling you, his poor lifeline burst and he sank. And it was the greatest victory we ever had over an old apostate.
Amen.
Thank God. We go back to the dateless beginning. We're going on to the dateless
praise God
future I don't know what's going to happen. The Bible closes down and leaves us in heaven. But I know that eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man. But God is prepared for those that love Him. You know how He prepared it? By preparing Himself in a body and in blood. And giving that body for you. And giving that blood for you. Let's celebrate the victory of Calvary. And some brother will lead us now in prayer. Amen. Thank God for the bread and the table.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He took my sins and my sorrows.
Amen.
He made them His very own.
Yes,
he bore the burden to Calvary.
Suffer.
And suffered and died alone. Our God and Father, we thank Thee for allowing us to come to God's house today.
Yes.
Sit around Thy table. And Father, we thank Thee for all that Thou hast accomplished for us.
Amen.
For all that Thou hast done. Father, we return Thee praise. We thank Thee that men look on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart.
That's right.
And our hearts are full of praise,
yes,
and thanksgiving. We thank Thee our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And Father, You gave Your only begotten Son,
hallelujah,
to be our substitute,
amen,
to be our sin offering for each one of us. And Father, we thank Thee this day that our Savior is interceding for each one of us.
Glory.
Father, we praise Thee. We thank You, Lord, for the day and hour that we came and prayed
for
us. We thank You that You never let us down. Praise God, we can say, yesterday, forever, Jesus is the same.
Hallelujah.
All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to Your name. And Father, we thank You for Thy word to our hearts today.
Amen.
Thank You for the
beginning. Praise
God.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Heaven and the earth. And we thank Thee that our God is in control.
Amen.
And we thank Thee, Lord, that Thou dost know all about us.
Praise
Thou
God.
Thou dost know our thoughts afar off.
Amen.
Thou dost know our uprising and our down sitting. Thou dost know the very blink of our eye, the very tick of our heartbeat,
yes,
the very beat of our pulse,
yes,
the very hairs of our head are numbered.
Amen.
Lord, we know all about us.
Right.
And we thank Thee that we have a great God. And greatly to be praised.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank Thee for our minister here, for his faithfulness.
Praise God.
What he means to all of us.
Amen.
Lord, bless him in these days abundantly.
Thank You, Lord.
We thank Thee, Lord, for the hidden things of darkness coming to light.
Amen.
Lord, bless
his God.
In the house of God.
Amen.
And the work that he does.
Amen.
Lord, we ask that You'll bless our church family.
Yes.
We thank Thee for allowing us to God's house today.
Amen.
Bless us now. Thank Thee for this bread.
Amen.
His only bread, a symbol of Thy body broken. Lord, undertake for us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. And everybody said, amen. The same night on which our Savior was betrayed, He took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it. And said, take, eat, this is My body which was broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me. Let us now give thanks for the cup which speaks of the poured out blood of our Lord Jesus. Some brother lead us now. Amen. We may not know, we cannot tell what pains He had to bear. But we believe it was for us.
Amen.
He hung and suffered there. He died that we might be forgiven.
Praise God.
He died to make us good, that we might go at last to heaven.
Yes.
Saved. Saved. Saved by His precious blood. O God, as we take of this cup, may we realize that in that blood,
amen,
there was the life tide of Jehovah.
Praise God.
There was the attributes of God in solution. This blood is stamped with wisdom.
Hallelujah.
That is divine. With power that is divine. With pardon that is divine. With forgiveness that is divine. And praise God, the life of the flesh is in the blood and we bless thee. The life of God is in the blood of the Lamb, and it shall never lose its power.
Hallelujah.
Till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Lord, as we partake of it,
yes,
we bless your holy name for Christ's sake. And everybody said, amen. The Lord Jesus also took a cup, and when he had supped, he said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for many for the remission of sins. Drink ye all of it. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show forth the Lord's death till he come. We'll hold the cup until everyone serve, and then we'll all partake together. King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be, lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow. Lead me to Calvary, lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thy agony, lest I forget thy love for me. Lead me to Calvary.
Amen.
Let's all partake together. Amen and amen. Father in heaven, we rejoice in the privilege,
yes,
of keeping the feast.
Hallelujah.
And we thank thee that this is a supper.
That's right.
Because the night is dark for the church. But we thank thee a better day's coming.
Praise God.
We're going to go to another supper that shall have no ending, the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
O Lord Jesus, take our thanks, hide us under thy blood, keep us near to thy side, and make us true followers of thee.
Yes.
Until time is no more.
Praise God.
And eternity breaks
Amen.
Upon us on the golden shore.
Yes.
And may God's grace be with us all.
Yes, Lord.
And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen. And shouted,
Hallelujah.
Amen.